This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The U.S. Congress will have more details on the Mueller investigation by the middle of April. House Democrats have suggested they may subpoena the report if it's not delivered by next week. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Attorney General William Barr has informed the chairman of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees that he will submit to Congress a version of the special counsel's Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Representative Gerald Nadler on Friday. Special counsel Robert Mueller concluded his investigation and submitted his confidential report to Barr on March 22nd. In his summary of the Mueller report, Barr said the special counsel did not find a criminal conspiracy between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While Britain remains entangled in a promise to leave the European Union without a workable plan, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with an independent Britain. Hours after British lawmakers rejected a Brexit plan for a third time Friday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters when Britain extricates itself from the EU, the U.S. will be standing right there waiting for them. He said President Trump empathizes with embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May, who says the implications are grave.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on a day when Britain originally was scheduled to leave the EU. The European Council has called a meeting for April 10th. Pope Francis issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for the Vatican Friday that requires the immediate reporting of allegations to Vatican prosecutors. The mandatory reporting provision, while limited in scope, marks the first time the Holy See has put into law requirements for Catholic officials to report allegations of sex crimes to police or face fines and possible jail time. This is VOA News. South Korea announced Friday President Moon Jae-in will travel to the U.S. next month for a summit with President Trump on the stalemate in North Korean nuclear diplomacy. Moon will be in the U.S. on April 10th. Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique said Friday the number of cholera cases has shot up to 139. Nearly 1 million vaccine doses were rushed to the region, and health workers desperately tried to improvise treatment space. There were only 5 reported cases on Wednesday. The disease is a major concern for hundreds of thousands of cyclone survivors in the southern African nation, now living in squalid conditions. Mozambique's Land and Environment Minister Celso Correa spoke to VOA.
We have 140,000 in our camps, and we believe that we have plus 150,000 displaced. But we expect to have around 1.8 million people affected by the storm. And this number is because we calculated the path that the cyclone took, and we have satellite images that show that there's some damages in some of the areas that we haven't reached yet.
Cyclone Idai battered Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi nearly 2 weeks ago. The official death toll is approaching 800. President Trump is threatening to shut down the U.S. border with Mexico. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The president wants Mexico to immediately shut down illegal immigration.
We're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week.
This could impact trade with Mexico. Speaking from Florida, the president also wants Democrats to change immigration laws.
We have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic, the most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats' laws. And I got stuck with them.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says closing the border would be an unmitigated economic debacle that could threaten 5 million U.S. jobs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Wall Street Journal reported Friday investigators have determined the flight control system on an Ethiopian Airlines jet automatically activated before the aircraft plunged into the ground. The preliminary conclusion was based on information from data and voice recorders and indicates a link between that accident and an earlier Lion Air crash in Indonesia. Also on Friday, the New York Times reported the Ethiopian jet's data recorder yielded evidence that a sensor incorrectly triggered the anti-stall system, and once activated, it forced the plane into a dive. Boeing would not comment on those reports, but earlier this week said it's close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.